Proudly, we hail. From New York City, where the American stage begins, here is another program with a cast of outstanding players. Public service time has been made available by this station for your Army and your Air Force to bring you this story. As proudly we hail the United States Army. Our story is entitled The Tornado. It is the story of MARS, Military Affiliate Radio System, and the dedicated men who proudly serve. Our first act curtain will rise in just a moment. But first, young man, if you're interested in continuing your education, here's important news for you. The senior service of our armed forces, your United States Army, urgently needs qualified technicians to operate and maintain the many kinds of equipment that science has brought into being. And right now, men are being trained in wonderful fields like radio, radar, meteorology, mechanics, photography, and others. And this training is given by the finest technical training schools in the world. Yes, here's an excellent opportunity for you young men with intelligence and ambition. Your opportunity to start a career for yourself, not only for now, but for when you get back into civilian life. For full details, visit your nearest recruiting office today. And now your Army and your Air Force present the proudly we hail production, The Tornado.
Tuesday, June 9th, 1953. Another day. It is hot and humid, but just another day. 5 p.m., time to go home like any other day. A long evening of relaxation to look forward to. Tomorrow will be cooler. For Sergeant Joe Murdoch, stationed at the Boston Army base, it is the end of his duty hours. Time to jump into his car and drive to town for the evening. Out of long habit, he tunes into his favorite radio station to keep him company as he rides leisurely along the highway.
And the United States Weather Bureau forecast, clearing today with little change in temperature. To bring you a flash bulletin. One of the worst tornadoes in history has struck Worcester and central Massachusetts, moving with mad fury and devastation. Trees have gone sailing through the air. Automobiles have been blown off the road. Roofs have been ripped off. Houses flattened on the ground. Factories heavily damaged. So far, it has hit Petersham, Rutland, Holden, northern Worcester, Shrewsbury.
Sergeant Joe Murdoch was equal to the emergency. As a qualified ham radio operator, he knew he would be needed. He quickly turned his car around and headed for the radio shack back at his base.
How bad is it, Steve?
It's murder, Joe. It's a steamrolling twister that's getting worse all the time.
NR14, all operators.
It's going to be rough.
Swamped. Only 10 minutes since the tornado began, we're getting messages from all over, from relatives of people in a... Wait a minute. Joe, your family lives in Worcester, doesn't it?
Wife and three kids. Let's see if I can get a message through.
Well, if I can help in any way, Joe...
Thanks, Steve. We're on the emergency frequency.
Right, just switched.
Here goes. Wish me luck, Steve. Number 14091710 from AL USA, Mrs. Joseph Murdoch, 57B.
As a licensed MARS operator, Sergeant Joe Murdoch tried to make contact with his wife in the stricken area of Worcester.
Do you need help? I can come.
MARS stands for Military Affiliate Radio System, an organization of and for United States amateur radio operators interested in military radio communications. Activated in November 1948 to provide a complete radio network throughout the continental United States, it is made available to military commanders of the armed forces in any local disaster or national emergency. It is also available to the Red Cross or other agencies charged with emergency responsibilities in any area.
Any luck, Joe?
Not yet.
Well, don't you worry. Nora'll track them down if anybody can. She's got her brother making phone calls all over the place trying to locate the people mentioned in the incoming messages.
This is A-L-J-O-T.
There she is now.
A-L-J-O-T. No word from Mrs. Joseph Murdoch as yet. We'll do my best to make contact. Over.
Well, it's just too early to tell anything. Nora'll be in there pitching for sure.
Well, I'm not the only fish in the sea. Lots of other people to think of beside myself.
Priority 091723. Priority 091723.
For the next 5 hours, Sergeant Joe Murdoch and Corporal Steve Hamilton remained glued to their radios in the MARS station, bringing word from families in the tornado area to relatives all over the United States inquiring about their welfare. The tornado relentlessly takes its toll of life and property, showing no distinctions. The MARS operators serve unceasingly, trying to break through the turmoil and lend their assistance wherever possible.
That gal in Seattle was plenty worried about her brother, Joe.
Just a minute, Steve. Yeah.
Fran and Lonnie Stover, Frank Bernad, Corley Lampert, Judy and Sam Davis.
Now that casualty list is growing by the minute.
What about that parking lot? 50 cars clobbered right down to the ground.
Number 35092330Z from A2JJY. Cannot contact Red Cross in Portland. Will you try? Nora?
I knew this was coming. Power lines are down in most of the Worcester area. They'll be depending on us more and more.
Okay, Steve, I'll take it. Phil March is handling the traffic up in Portland.
It's all yours, Joe. I'll get hold of civil defense.
Number 770-92332Z from ALUSA. Tornado area needs help of Red Cross and civil defense as soon as possible. Lines here in bad shape. Will you try relay stations to send messages?
By landline and radio, the MARS station was able to communicate with civil defense and Red Cross units to lend aid in the nightmare at Worcester. Communications were efficient and rapid, organized to follow existing channels of command prescribed for the Army and the Air Force.
Any word on your family, Joe?
Not yet. I'm still hoping.
Well, it'll take a while before things get squared away. Look, Joe, why don't you get some shut-eye, huh? You've been sitting at your radio for more than 10 hours now.
I'll stick around a little longer, Steve.
All right. But I'm going to hit the sack. Luke and Harry will be here in a few minutes to relieve. Come on, Joe, come on. You'll feel better. Look, I'm groggy.
I feel fresh as a daisy.
Oh, you're kidding. You're green with weariness. Joe, I know you're plenty worried, so am I. But believe me, a little sleep will fix you up. You'll feel better.
Would you be able to sleep, Steve?
Yeah, okay. Guess I see what you mean.
Go ahead, take off. I'll do all right.
Roger. See you later.
From ALFBS, are you receiving me clearly? Are you receiving me clearly?
For the next 7 hours, Sergeant Joe Murdoch kept relaying messages from people all over the nation to the hams on the air in Worcester. Most of the operators were forced off the air because of power failure. Now, another urgent message came through requiring Joe to rely fully on his skill and experience as a ham operator.
Roger. Try to get hold of oxygen tent at once. Urgent. Boy's life at stake.
A2JJY. This is ALUSA. Wilco, out.
Still going strong, huh, Joe?
Yeah, you're just in time.
Why, what's up?
A 10-year-old kid with infantile paralysis in bad shape. They need an oxygen tent in a hurry.
Oh.
I'll send out an urgent call to all stations. You get the airport to have a plane stand by on the double.
Roger.
Number 117, priority. 0100852 from ALUSA. Need oxygen tent for stricken boy in Worcester tornado area. Contact this station at once. I say again, need oxygen tent for stricken boy in Worcester tornado area. Contact this station at once. Over. How'd you do, Steve?
Did okay. They're standing by with the plane.
010922 from AA1WAV. Powell General Hospital ready with oxygen tent. Awaits plane. Over.
Well, that's it. Keep your fingers crossed, Joe.
Yeah, the plane will get there with the oxygen tent, all right. But will the kid be able to hold out?
We didn't lose any time with everybody pulling in the same direction. What about your wife, Joe, and the kids? Anything?
Well, Nora keeps buzzing me every once in a while. Nothing yet.
Isn't that the payoff? Helping out everybody but yourself.
Well, that's a consolation. A guy who'd let his personal feelings get in the way of doing a job wouldn't be worth much.
Well, you're doing all right. Just wondering how I could stand up if I were in your boots.
Jenny Frank.
But listen.
Jenny Frank. Michael Lansing. D. Cornwall. Philip. John Carter. David Maxwell. I say again. Jenny Frank. Michael Lansing. D.
More
Cornwall.
Casualties. No news is good news, Joe.
Huh? What did you say?
Oh, Joe, come on. Take a break. You've been glued to that seat for nearly 24 hours. Man alive, you've had it.
You worry too much, Steve. I hope that kid comes out all right. That oxygen tent should just about be getting there. You know, Nora says he pitched on a little league baseball team. Had quite a fastball.
All right. Don't snow me. All I'm asking is a favor. Take a couple of hours. All right, don't sleep if you don't want to. As a favor to me, just...
As a favor to you, Steve, I'll stay.
Messages continued to pour in of every variety and description. To remove an old lady in a wheelchair by helicopter to another town. To contact the mother of a 14-year-old boy who had gone on a trip for the day. A soldier in Germany waited anxiously to hear news of his family. More than 100 messages, some official, some semi-official, some personal, were sent and received. Doctors and off-duty nurses were summoned to hospitals. Off-duty police and firemen were called in. For the MARS operators, there was no let-up.
AAB NOPC. Will do. Over.
Routine 010144Z from ALUSA. I'm still waiting, honey. We'll be there as soon as I can catch a plane. Lots of love. Don't worry. Signed, Bob. Over. How do you like that one?
Now, something hot?
Yeah, real hot.
Guy in Milwaukee wants to know if his girl still loves him.
And does she?
Well, she was blown right to the top of a garage, but she still loves him.
Now, there's a girl who's dependable.
Guy's probably told her he'd go through fire and water for her, but never figured a tornado would be thrown in for good measure.
I'm glad the auto romance is still alive.
Hey, that is the first time you've cracked a smile since you got here.
Well, I laugh once in a while. Never hurt anybody.
If it was me, I'd probably be ready for the booby hatch by this time.
01.
I'll take it. It's
9329Z. No word yet on family. Will take time to trace them. And doing everything I can. Over.
Still looking, I guess.
Oh, don't tell me that's all there was in that whole message.
I hope the wife and kids got out of the apartment.
Any reason why they shouldn't?
Well, the apartment's on the third floor. The last reports say the building disintegrated.
They'll be okay.
I wish I had some definite word.
I'm sure they made it. Look, I got 50 messages where the buildings collapsed and the people just walked away without a scratch.
Number 77, routine.
I'll take it. Joe, have a smoke.
Thanks, Steve.
You are listening to the proudly we hail production, The Tornado. We'll return in just a moment for the second act. Tired of the same old office routine? Okay, gals, now you can get away from it all. Join the Women's Army Corps. You can travel all over the world, meet new friends, see new places. That's right. In the Women's Army Corps, you can escape the humdrum routine of your present life. Visit exciting places in this country. Travel in Europe, cross the blue Pacific, cruise through the Caribbean,
make new friends among young men and women all over the world. And you'll have plenty of leisure to enjoy those travels, too. You get a 30-day paid vacation each year, plus many weekend passes. Why don't you join the WAC? Yes, visit your local United States Army recruiting station and talk it over with the friendly recruiting sergeant. Believe me, you'll enjoy life more in the Women's Army Corps. You are listening to Proudly We Hail. And now we present the second act of The Tornado.
When an emergency arises, all the military affiliate radio system operators are equal to the task of handling the flow of traffic smoothly and swiftly. They are able to do so because MARS is well organized into networks according to the requirements of appropriate military commanders. Long before a disaster is set in, radio networks are established to provide scheduled drills and to allow the handling of live radio traffic. Correct radio operator's procedure becomes second nature with practice. It all adds up to learning the language of communications so that it is readily understandable to all the operators on the MARS network. Through the merciless hours in the tornado-ripped town, Sergeant Joe Murdoch never left his radio position in the gigantic effort to help frantic people searching out their loved ones. The pace of the messages coming in from every corner of the globe never slackened.
Will you please find out if Mr. and Mrs. John H. Harding of 425 Glendale Avenue are still...
They told me if I came here, you might be able to help me. My mother, I tried to locate her. Something might have happened. I don't know.
Well, take it easy, Corporal. I'll do what I can for you. Now, sit down, relax.
Thanks.
Now, what's the story?
My mother, she lives in Rutland. It was hit bad. I tried to get her by phone. I was told you might be able to reach her by radio.
I'll take down her name.
Mrs. Jonathan Ferris. She's in pretty good health, except she had headaches every once in a while, and I thought...
Address?
472 Clarence Avenue, Rutland.
Steve.
Huh?
See if you can contact the corporal's mother in Rutland.
Sure, Joe. Hi, Corporal.
Is it all right if I wait here? I'm kind of anxious.
Well, it shouldn't take too long.
Now, here's the dope, Steve.
All right. A1 ABC from AL USA.
Will it take long to get an answer to your message?
Well, can't tell, Corporal. Maybe 5 minutes, maybe 24 hours. Sergeant's been waiting to hear from his family for the last 27 hours.
Gee, that's rough.
Yeah, you're not kidding. He hasn't left his radio in all that time.
How does he do it?
I don't know. You tell me. I can't figure it.
What am I kicking about? If I know my mother, she'll take care of herself. She's a pretty cool customer when there's trouble. Never loses her head.
It shouldn't be too long now. They've got the thing pretty well licked.
I hope so.
Number 199, from ALJOT, Mrs. Jonathan Ferris, safe. Will contact son as soon as possible. I say again, Mrs. Jonathan Ferris, safe. Will contact son as soon as possible. Over.
This is ALUSA, Roger out. Your mother's okay, Corporal.
You mean she's really all right?
That was the message. She's fine.
Oh, thanks. That's wonderful.
Go on back to your barracks and wait there. She'll probably phone you within the hour. There's an emergency telephone line up.
I don't know how I can thank you. You too, Sergeant.
That's all part of the job. Glad to do it.
I hope you trace your family.
Thanks, Corporal.
So long.
He was really in a sweat, wasn't he?
Ah, poor guy.
Anything hot?
Usual. They got that oxygen tent over there in time. The kid pulled through.
Oh, great. That's great news.
And Nora sent the message. She took a personal interest in the kid. She'd seen him play ball. She said he has the makings of a big leaguer, that kid.
No kidding. It's funny. Imagine, Joe, if he ever gets to play in the big leagues, we can say we were responsible in a way.
It's a nice feeling.
Lexi Stoddard, Carl Dana, Lawrence Harley. Over.
Casualty list is thinned down to a whisper.
And they got every man, woman, and child pitching in to help out.
Yeah. Makes you kind of think the human race is okay.
Number 279-0102329Z from ALJOT. Mrs. Joseph Murdoch and children, all okay. Spent night in armory. children slept right through it all. Send love. I say again, Mrs. Joseph Murdoch and children all okay. Spent night in armory.
Steve, did you hear that? Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, Joe. I'm as happy about it as you are.
But they're okay. It's a miracle, Steve. That's all I can think of. It's a miracle.
Nice going, Joe.
You know what I'm going to do on my next leave? I'm going to pack the wife and kids in the car and go on a trip. Anywhere, just so we're all together. All together where I can reach out and touch them anytime I want. Won't that be something? We'll go to Yellowstone, Grand Canyon, drive right through the desert. I'm talking like a crazy kid.
Go ahead, Joe. Sound off. It'll do you good.
You know, Steve, it's an awful feeling to be sitting here hour after hour. Your family's in trouble. There's nothing you can do about it.
What do you mean, nothing?
It's like having your neck in a noose. The more you struggle, the tighter it becomes. I just stopped struggling.
Joe, I still don't see how you did it. I would have cracked up long ago.
I don't see how I did it either.
Now listen, you just kiss that little gadget you've been sitting in front of and take off. Your sack is waiting.
What kind of double talk are you giving me? Explain.
Your radio, savvy? Your radio. 30 straight hours, a full working day in any man's league. So scram a fool.
Are you kidding? My family's okay, but how about other families? Kids far away from the relatives.
Oh,
I'm sticking it out.
Man is mad. Stark raving mad.
From A1EG.
I'll take it.
Message for all stations.
Things have really quieted down.
Yeah. What time is it?
0400. 4 in the morning to you.
Well, hello, Corporal. What are you doing here?
Did you get hold of your mother?
Yeah, she's fine. I'm going to see her tomorrow. But I didn't come here to talk about my mother. I'd like to ask a question, Sergeant.
At 4 in the morning?
I was on guard duty. Just been relieved.
Well, fire away, Corporal.
Well, watching you fellas sweating it out here, helping people out like you have been and enjoying what you've been doing, I got the idea maybe I could become a member of MARS. Looks interesting.
I can't think of a good reason why not.
Can anybody join?
Anybody in the armed forces or in the reserve and who has an amateur radio operator's license.
Well, how do you get one?
Oh, they're issued by the Federal Communications Commission.
I got a friend who's a ham operator. I used to fool with his set a little, but he's a civilian. Can he join MARS too?
Well, sure, if he's over 16 and has an amateur radio operator's license and a radio station that's a going concern.
Oh, I know he operates a station all the time, but I never asked him if he's got a license.
Well, that's not all. He's got to agree to operate according to the rules laid down by MARS, and he can't goof off. He's got to meet scheduled drills, and if he doesn't, he can lose his membership.
If I become an MARS member, I'll be able to send messages to him and keep in touch all the time. That'll be fun.
Oh, it is fun. It's work, too. And something else you can't even describe. Once the bug gets you, like me and Steve here, you'll wonder how you ever existed without being a ham operator.
What you fellas accomplished today is enough for me. I'm going to put in for radio school first thing in the morning.
Good luck, Corporal.
Thanks, Sergeant. Thanks a million.
How you doing, Steve?
Slow business. They're already starting to rebuild the town.
Fast work. They got a job cut out for themselves.
Yeah. Did I detect an MARS recruit in the Corporal?
He's a goner. Can't wait to get started.
From ALJOT.
Got it, Joe.
Roger.
ALJOT. I have a message for all stations. I have a message for all stations.
For 36 consecutive hours, Sergeant Joe Murdoch stayed at his radio, sending and receiving more than 300 messages. As the mayor of Worcester so ably expressed it,
in my lifetime, I've seen many disasters and hideous things, but I've never seen an emergency better managed than here in Worcester. There's been a minimum of panic, the utmost of efficiency and speed in an orderly way.
And much of the efficiency and speed in handling the large volume of radio traffic was due to the high degree of cooperation and maximum effort of the radio operators in the MARS network. In the very near future, the Department of Defense plans expansion of MARS to make it a more flexible radio communication service for use in local and national emergencies. MARS gives information and technical advice in the fields of radio and electronics. It plans to organize and operate emergency communications activities in connection with the civil defense programs. And finally, MARS will provide training facilities and inducements for individuals interested in radio communications and other electronic fields to ally themselves with the military affiliate radio system program.
You know, in the last year and a half that I've been announcing radio and TV shows for the Army Recruiting Service, I've had an awful lot of guys come up to me after a broadcast and say something like, "Huh, what a deal you've got for yourself in the Army. How did you ever swing a job like that?" Well, I can only tell them that in civilian life, I was a radio and TV announcer, and when I enlisted in the Army, they put me to work immediately in the same kind of work, which sort of helps me to put over the point that when you volunteer for service in the United States Army today, you can be sure that your best talents and natural skills will be considered in giving you an assignment to your liking. Yes, today's modern Army fits the right man to the right job. Now, more than ever before, men with above-average ability are finding better jobs, more important assignments in the United States Army. So, men, if you've been wondering what the Army has to offer you, you, the trained technician or specialist, take a tip from me and visit your nearest U.S. Army recruiting station and get all the facts. Believe me, you'll be glad you did.
This has been another program on Proudly We Hail, presented transcribed in cooperation with this station. Proudly We Hail is produced by the Recruiting Publicity Center for the United States Army and United States Air Force Recruiting Service. This is Mark Hamilton speaking, inviting you to tune in this same station next week for another interesting story on Proudly We Hail.